Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hi guys, welcome to episode number 6 of Blissin' Up. You know, it's so funny. I was just on the phone with my friend Nikki. I had decided I was going to record this podcast today. So I got in front of my computer. I was in the zone. I had put my meditation music, just like getting ready to, you know, download all the information that I want to share. And as I was about to start recording, I put my headphones on and the phone rang. I had forgotten to put it on Do Not Disturb. And it was my friend Nikki. And Nikki and I just have this beautiful relationship, and sometimes it's difficult for us to get a hold of each other because we're working and we're busy and she's like super busy. So whenever she calls, I like do my best to answer at that moment because I don't know when I'm going to be able to talk to her again. So I was like, I almost screened the call and I was like, I'll call her back because I need to focus. But my heart was like, no, let me just get the phone and tell her I love her and then tell her that I'll call her back. Well, of course, that ended up becoming a 30-minute conversation, like just this powerful, beautiful conversation that we had. And then she's like, I'm sorry that I interrupted your podcast. And she said, well, what is it about? And I was like, it's about saying goodbye and about new beginnings. And, you know, I was telling her, like, my heart is beating outside of my chest right now because even just talking about this is making me feel so emotional. And I started telling her what I wanted to share with you. And she's like, okay, I leave you in that energy. Now go record. So I am recording in this like energy where my heart is just beating outside my chest. I feel like it's gonna explode. And I hope you can feel that. I hope you can feel that connection with me. So let me tell you a little bit about what I want to talk about today. You know, today's a very special day for me. The day that this recording airs, it'll be June 9th, which is a sacred Sunday. And it's 2 days before the anniversary of my father's passing. My father passed away on June 11th of 2015. But the day of the recording is actually the last day of both of my kids' schools. So currently I have 3 kids in 3 different schools here in Miami. And this year has been a crazy year because of long commutes and just the chaos of having so much on my plate, like having all these kids in all these schools and the requirements that come with that. It's just been a crazy thing. And recently we all made the decision organically that my 3 kids were going to end up in the same school, which will be a first in the last 7 years. And when we made that decision, the first thought was, oh my God, how exciting. No more 2-hour commutes in the morning, no more chaos. There's going to be so much simplicity. Everybody's going to be in the same school. They're going to be together again. There's so much excitement and enthusiasm around that decision. And it's going to be so practical, so convenient. It's like so much better. And yet today, as we say goodbye to those schools, my heart is so nostalgic. There's so much sadness along with the joy for these new beginnings. There's so much sadness for what was, for what we're leaving behind, for the memories that we've created. There's nostalgia. It's like all the feelings. And the fact that this is happening the same week as the week that I celebrate is not the right word, that I remember my father's passing. It's all meshing in my heart and in my brain. And I think you probably may be experiencing something like this too, because this is the month of June, and May and June brings this energy. May and June is when toddlers are graduating from kindergarten. It's when fifth graders are starting elementary school to go into middle school. It's where middle schools are ending to become high schoolers. It's where high schoolers are ending to go off to college. Like, May and June is usually this celebration during parenting years, which a lot of my audience are parents. So a lot of you may be feeling that, you know, those wave of emotions in different stages, like depending on where you are. And it's also new beginnings. It's also sometimes a relief to be able to end a school year. It's a relief to start summer. It's a different energy. So I think this is going to be very relevant to all of you. Anyway, today, as I was getting ready for this podcast, I thought about an email that I wrote, a blog that I wrote in 2016. I wrote this blog, and it hadn't even been a year since my father had passed. And I remembered that blog for some reason today as I was meditating to get ready to talk to you about saying goodbyes and new beginnings. And I went back into my old, I started writing a blog in 2012 called Pile on the Greens. And it's still alive. I don't write on it anymore. My blog is now on carolinetheposada.com. But I kept Pile on the Greens alive. And all these articles live on there. It's like so many articles, hundreds of articles throughout the years that I had been writing from 2012 all the way to, I guess, 2016 or 2017. So all these blogs live on there. And the cool thing about that is that sometimes I'll have a memory about something that I've written about in the past. And I'm like, oh, if I enter a keyword, I could probably find that memory. And I will go back and I will find my writing on an experience I had, a memory I have, something I had felt in the past, something I had been going through. And that's kind of like the beauty of having a container with your work, you know, with your writings or your podcast, that I can relive these memories by going back and reading this stuff. So today I was in my meditation and I was thinking, I remember writing this article about endings and beginnings. And I was like, let me reread it and see if there's anything relevant that I can share with you today. And I thought it was so powerful that I'm going to read it to you. I'm just going to read you the article. The article is called The Gift of Grief, and I wrote this in April of 2016. The day my father left his body, I, for the very last time, kissed his cheek, hugged what remained of him, held his hands, and walked out of the hospital room. I approached the parking lot, got into my same car, took the same route home, walked into the same house to see the same husband and the same kids. Everything in my life was the same, yet everything was completely different. My world as I knew it had changed. It was the end of my dad's life. It was the end of him attending birthday parties or family functions, surprise visits, and long conversations. It was the end of his career, but also the end of his struggle with cancer. Death does that. It highlights the ends, causing sharp pain which cuts through your heart. Even though I felt this sharp, deep pain, I compared my situation to others, and I didn't feel that I deserved to be in pain. After all, things could be worse. Some of my friends lost their parents much earlier in life. Their parents had not been around to walk them down the aisle or see their grandchildren be born. Some of my friends lost children, which feels so out of order. Our parents are supposed to leave before us, not the other way around. And yet others have lost their spouses, young and old. Knowing this, I thought to myself, who am I to complain? So I didn't. I also wanted to believe that my father's presence would remain with me. I had to believe that we were still connected and he was still here with me. I needed that. But by the same philosophy, I thought, if he was here with me, then I should not miss him. I should not grieve because he has not left. I suppressed my pain, thinking that that was the right thing to do. A friend of mine sent me Rob Bell's podcast interview with David Kessler on grief. It took me a while to muster the courage to hear it because I thought it would be too heavy. But eventually I did press play. That podcast did something for me I will be eternally grateful for. It gave me the gift of grief. By concealing my pain, what I was really trying to do was avoid suffering. I did not want to be a victim of my loss. My father had taught me to focus on the positive, to use humor in all circumstances, and to be strong. Grieving would let him down. Until Kessler said something that will forever stay with me. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. I was merging the two, and I didn't have to. That changed everything. Kessler also helped me reconcile the internal conflict I was having about missing my father, but wanting so desperately to feel his presence. "It's not about the grief," he said. "It's about the change." My relationship with my father had changed. A relationship, by the way, that I had had for 35 years. One that had helped mold me and define me. I no longer had a relationship with my father, the human. My relationship was now with his soul. And although I could see and hear my dad through videos, smell him by sniffing his signature cologne, and remember him through my memories, I had lost one of the most important senses we humans have. I could no longer touch him. I couldn't kiss his cheek, hug him, or hold his hand. Pain is inevitable. It doesn't matter if the loss is more or less tragic than anyone else's. It doesn't need to be compared. We all have permission to grieve. You know, this reminds me, I always say that it hurts like a paper cut. I don't know if you've ever had a paper cut, but if you have, a paper cut hurts like crazy. You know, you slice your little finger and it's like, ouch. And I always tell people, when you cut your finger in a paper cut, do you ever think like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't lose my finger or I didn't break my arm? No, at that moment, you don't care that the paper cut is tiny, it hurts like hell. And you feel that pain for the 10 seconds that you're gonna feel it. And then you feel it every time that you rub your hand across that wound, and it hurts like hell. Well, life is the same way. Like, sometimes things hurt like a paper cut. So it's okay that it's tiny and that, you know, maybe it's not as significant as losing your arm, but it's still gonna hurt like crazy. And you have to deal with that pain. So that's kind of like a little side note. So back to my article. The most beautiful realization I made, however, was not while I was listening to the podcast. The realization came later. Despite giving myself permission to grieve, I was still the same person as before. I was still positive, strong, and finding the humor in life. I'd often think of my dad cry and minutes later laugh at something adorable my child did. I could miss him and feel his presence simultaneously. I could grieve with grace. This experience has led me to appreciate the cycle between ends and beginnings. The end of one thing is always the beginning of something else. A newlywed welcomes a life of companionship and romantic dinners, yet misses the simplicity of being single. A new mother thanks God for her beautiful bouncy baby, and yet mourns the time when she was only responsible for herself. As parents gloat with pride of the college their bright and independent son is attending, they mourn their little boy who crept into their beds in the middle of the night. Even happy beginnings come with sad ends. If we deny ourselves the joy of the beginning or the pain of the end, we are denying ourselves the act of fully living. The gift of grief has allowed me to live fully in the present moment, truly feeling the happy and the sad. Although I reached the end of my human relationship with my father, it was the beginning of a new relationship, a relationship in which I can carry him with me everywhere I go. I used to have a mantra whenever I felt a twinge of pain. I am strong. I do not feel sorry for myself. I am not a victim. I am blessed and I have a positive attitude. Today, I continue to reiterate these mantras, but I've added, I am also human and that's okay too. As I read this article, I thought about everything I'm feeling right now. It's been 9 years since my dad passed, or it'll be 9 years in 2 days. And I still miss him and feel his presence simultaneously. I still long to have one more day where I could give him a hug and have him in my memories and my thoughts, his voice in my head, and remember him so fondly. And that has trained me to look at endings and beginnings with that eye for magic, that eye for the middle moments that you have in between the sadness and the joy. Today, this morning, I was driving my son to school. My oldest son went to a theater magnet when he was in fourth grade. So he did something that I never thought that he was going to do. You know, I went to the same school from when I was in first grade to eighth grade. I went to one school. Then I went to high school from 9 to 12. Then I went to one college from, you know, for the 4 years of college. And then I went to one law school for the 3 years of law school. And there was just a lot of consistency and stability in my trajectory. I would start and I would finish this one thing. And I honestly thought that that was going to be the trajectory of my kids' lives. Like, I thought it was just going to repeat itself. So I put my son at the school, Sobe. I was like, the school had just opened. So we were the first class, the first year that it was opened. And it was like this little tiny school at the time. They didn't even, I remember they used to have lunch like outside by a tree. It was like the most beautiful, incredible time. They didn't have a lot of staff, so all the moms would volunteer and we would bring lunches to our kids at the school, and they would eat their lunch by the tree. And I made all these beautiful friendships with all these parents because of that. My kids had this beautiful little group of friends and they all were growing up together. And in third grade, my son made this decision that he was going to leave that and go to a theater magnet school. And that was very, very difficult for me. I didn't even know how to feel about that. I was excited that he had a path and that he wanted to do this. But I also, like, I just couldn't believe that he would leave this little cocoon, this nest, this beautiful space, that container that we had created for him, where he was like, we were friends with the principal, you know, he would hang out with the principal's son. Like, it was just such a beautiful environment. It was amazing. And I couldn't believe that he was leaving that, but he was so courageous to just go out on his own and follow his path and do something that was really brave. And he left. And that was like the end of that chapter in our lives. And today, all of a sudden, he's starting another chapter. He's now leaving his theater program to go into a new program where there's a little bit more diversity, where he's going to play some sports, where he's going to do some other things. And that has required courage and being brave and closing a chapter. So at the time when he was leaving third grade, I was mourning the end of what I thought was going to be. I thought this kid was going to be like the first class of pre-K-4 and the graduating class of eighth grade. And I was just so, I loved that. And we had to start something brand new. But that brand new thing brought so much beauty and so much joy. Like, I remember he went to a school for fourth grade where there was always like a ton of traffic. So we would park a couple of blocks away and we would get off and we would walk to school. And I would drop off my other kids at their school. And then I would take him, I would park a few blocks. We'd get off and hand by hand, like side by side, we'd walk into this new school that he was going to, and we formed this beautiful tradition. And because he wasn't going to school with his brothers, the next 7 years were going to be in, like, solo rides to school of me and him, because I would either drop off his brothers before and then take him, or then the schedule changed and I would drop him off first and then come back and pick up his younger brothers at home and then take them to school. So it required us driving alone to school all the time. And there was so many shared moments, so much beauty, so much bonding between him and I because of that change that I couldn't have predicted or expected. And today, as I was driving him, or should I say he was driving me, because now he drives, I was like, today's the last day that this is going to look like this. We're now closing the loop, closing the chapter on that chapter that we started when he was in third grade. And there have been things about it that are hard and that are a little bit of a sacrifice, but it has been so beautiful. And I'm going to miss those drives. I'm going to miss that time, that bonding time. Come next year, I'm going to be in the car with all three of my kids at the same time, and the commute is going to be 20 minutes instead of an hour. And it's going to be so different. And I really had to savor that today. Like, just sit in it and be like, oh my God, you know, thank you. Thank you for the time that we had. I'm going to miss you. Like, I'm really going to miss you. And I'm so excited about what's coming. I get even emotional about talking about it because those are the things that we experience. It's like, even in the hard moments, there's so much magic in that middleness, in the messiness of it all, if you just pay attention, if you just savor it. So I did that. And then I came back and I picked up my son, my youngest son, to take him to this school that I started in pre-K for with my older son. And realizing that I've been in that school for 11 years. And even though my oldest son had left, Orly had left the school in fourth grade, it wasn't that bad because I still had Justin and I still had Ryan in the school. But then Justin moved on and he was super courageous to start a new chapter in his life in seventh grade. And now the only one we had left was Ryan. And Ryan now has decided to join his brothers, which is also super courageous and brave in his own way, and the beginning of a new chapter. And I'm saying goodbye to 11 years of this family that I've created, of this school, of this home that we've built, of this ritual that we have. It's very nostalgic. It is very, very nostalgic. So I did that. And I came back and I thought about the joy and the pain that coexist in all these moments of our lives. It's both. It can hurt and it could be exciting. It can be fun and it can be scary. It could be all the things all together. I don't know what you are going through right now. I don't know what June represents for you. I don't know if you are saying goodbye to high school or kindergarten or middle school, or if you are just in transition in some area of your life. I don't know if you're saying goodbye to someone that you loved because they passed away, but whatever you have to say goodbye to, just remember that there is a new beginning that will come. Sometimes we don't want to say goodbye. We want to hold on forever and ever. And that's not part of the human journey. So I'm going to leave you with a story that my husband always shares. When my husband was a senior in school, he went to a Christian private school, and he was a senior. They had a senior trip. And they went away together to a remote location, and they spent a week together, all the seniors, and they played games and they worshiped and they did all these things together. And my husband recalls having had just the most beautiful time ever on that trip. So much so that I think he was the class president, if I remember correctly. And when he came back from the trip, the seniors all got together and they said, you know what? This was so amazing that we have to recreate this. We have to do this trip again. So my husband took the baton as like the class representative and went and sat with the principal of the school to petition him to create one more trip for the senior class. And he was like, look, you know, we did this. It was amazing. Can we please do it again? And the principal said to him, you know what, Orlando? That trip was so beautiful and so special, but it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And if you try to recreate it, it'll never be the same. So don't ruin the memory of what was by trying to keep it forever. Instead, cherish what you had. Savor the moments that you had. Remember them fondly. Take them with you in your heart and welcome new experiences. Because that moment has passed and that moment will always be sacred in your heart and in your life, and recreating it would be doing it a disservice. So I want to leave you with that, because I know that you may not be wanting to say goodbye to certain chapters in your life. Some of them are tough. We don't want to say goodbye. We just don't want to. And we feel like we're being forced into new beginnings that we're not ready for. I have felt that way. I felt that way with my dad. But those new beginnings bring a lot of beauty. And even if we wanted to hold on to the last moment, even if we wanted to recreate it, that moment was meant to exist. It when it existed and it passed, and it is our job only to have cherished it, remember it, savor it, appreciate it for what it was, and have the courage to welcome new beginnings. I think about the last 9 years, and as much as I miss my dad, I also recognize that was the end of my relationship with him, was the beginning of a very spiritual journey in my life. And I'm very grateful for that time. And I'm very grateful for this journey and all that I've learned and who I've become as a result of it. So as much as I didn't want him to go, I savor the time that we did have, and I'm grateful for what I've learned because he's not here anymore. And although I wish things were different, I wouldn't want them to be any different, because everything is exactly as it is supposed to be. And these are at the end, when we go through all of this and we experience the pain and the joy and all of the emotions, that is what creates a blissful life right in the middle of the whole mess. The magic is in the middle. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope on this sacred Sunday you find some peace and joy, and cheers. Cheers to what's coming, and cheers to how far we've come. Bye, everybody. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, your wellness, and your relationships, and you're looking for a life coach to work with you one-on-one and really help you just retrain your brain, define success on your own terms, and just live healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, well, I invite you to schedule a consult with me. Let's have a conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to calendar of consult right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or send me a DM on Instagram at carolinedeposada. I'm so excited to connect with you a little further. Now, as far as this podcast goes, I would so, so, so appreciate if you could leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so much. And like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thank you for helping me spread good in this world.